It's time to felk it. Strap in, sit tight and hold for a spectacular ride. Our wonderful sponsors are not responsible for anything that may slip out of their mouths. Please do not hold them accountable. Here's Kari and Alicia.
Hey, Kari.
What up, Alicia?
Going on?
Not much, and you?
It's freezing. I'm freezing. I can't feel my toes.
That's terrible.
I know. I should probably get that looked at.
Or now would be a really good time to run something that you're
or
not supposed to.
Or now would be the time to discuss the problems with hypothermia and the awareness that people.
Yeah, I really don't have a heater still, so you should pipe down around that.
Yeah, sorry about that. I forgot.
Just saying.
Anyone out there who has a heater? So I heard that you can use a hot water heater.
No, I don't need a hot water heater.
No, I know, but you can use it as a boiler. Isn't that crazy?
Isn't that what it does anyways, boil water?
Yeah, so you could use it
as
a heater.
So how do you make it go, like, in the floor where my things are?
Well, I don't know. I'm not.
Oh, crap, I need a plumber. Just Kari looking for a plumber.
I recently was pretty excited that I heard you could use one of those, so that's all I got.
You can also use a space heater and then cry when you get your electric bill.
You would know.
Yeah, good
anyway,
times.
Anyway, thanks for joining us, Female Encounters of the Life Kind, coming to you from Traeger's. It's so nice to be back at Traeger's.
Traeger's, we missed you.
We did. We were on a little hiatus of house jumping, and yeah, we're back, baby. The old doghouse. That old guy back there. And is this axe throwing?
Is that what?
It's axe throwing, I think. It's like indoor, kind of, axe throwing.
Is that why somebody's in a cage throwing an axe? That sounds like a terrible idea.
Well, I...
Or one hell of an insurance premium.
I'm sure. But it's off property, I would imagine. Look at it. See? Off property.
Kind of. But how do we know where their property stops?
I don't know. Actually, that would be really creepy.
Because look at the doghouse. You'd be walking on their patio if that was off property, but it's serving over the line.
I don't know, Kari. I went into this conversation not thinking.
And now I'm going to overthink the shit out of it. Kind of like the fence over there that says,
keep out.
Yeah, keep out.
Yeah,
only you're allowed in.
Trespassing.
Yeah.
Trespassing. Anyway, how was your holiday? How was your Thanksgiving?
Okay, so I have lots of things to talk about.
Okay, hit a kid.
But I also have a cough. That was ladylike, I promise. I was out one night. And the table next to me was having a first date of sorts.
Oh.
It was so awkward. I kept waiting for one of them to do a fake out excuse. Like, oh no, my dog's having kittens. I gotta go. Something like that where they just need out of the situation.
It was the first date standoff.
Yeah, and it was so awkward. Like I thought now would be a good time for me to fart or belch or drop my food. Like something to let them not be so tense.
Nervous, huh?
Yeah. So, what do you do in that situation when you are watching what is
nothing,
so clearly
you mind your
an
own
awkward
damn business, Kari?
Well, that's boring. No, because it makes you think. Like, have I ever been in a situation like this? Have I ever been in a first date situation that was this fucking terrible? Have you ever been in a terrible first date situation?
Had some pretty rough first dates.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's hear.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've blocked most of them out, but one of them was at Outback.
You're in a safe place with me now.
And yeah, it was. I mean, it's been a minute because this was a man that I went on a date with. So,
well, that's the beginning of awkward camp.
Yeah, but and I can't even give you specifics about why it was so bad. All I know is that I had my friend come and get me because it was so bad. And instead of going home, I just went to her house, not to like be nefarious or any other reason than I just didn't go home. Well, this man proceeds to text me and say, I know you didn't go home. Your lights aren't on at your house. And I drove by your house. I'm like, how do you know where I live? Oh, no. So, and that was before the days of, like, Facebook. And that was MySpace days. So, there was no way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So, and my awkward ones, I just always, you know, even with cell phones back when the flip phones.
Yeah.
That's when you send some kind of text or SOS
well, you
to
always,
a homie.
Yeah, you always want to have an out. If I, you know.
Yeah. And now you meet people. Like, you don't have someone pick you up. I want my out. I want my car. And I always tell someone, like, this is where I will be with this person at this time.
And here's a picture of his ID that I have gotten legally.
Wait, what? What?
You never take a picture of someone's driver's license?
No.
Oh, I have.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because their driver's license has their information, and if something happens to me, then people need to know that.
How do you know it's their ID?
John Doe at 342 Golden Pine Avenue
number 555
murdered
555.
Me. Yeah, exactly.
It's so. Candy asses. But, yeah. Okay, so that's like a first date scenario at a restaurant where you're watching like all the awkwardness. Mm. But then have you ever seen the first date scenario at a bar or a club and it ends up fantastic?
Yeah.
Where we have a mutual friend. What was that one night when she woke up and she's like, I don't know where I am and I'm so hungover and one of my fake eyelashes is stuck in my forehead and my sticky titty can't be found. That's when you know the date went well.
Yeah, that's...
So I feel like restaurant first dates are very, very different than inebriated club first dates.
Well, and it's not... My favorite is inebriated club first dates that are impromptu, that you didn't know that you were going on. I've gone on a couple of those.
Oh, yeah,
you just
yeah.
meet the person and you're like, oh my gosh, this is great. Let's just hang out all night. So that's happened before.
So last time I met someone at a bar, I married him for 10 years. But
oops.
Oopsie poopsie. Sorry, Dad. And I remember him coming up and saying, what's your name? And I said, the best damn thing that ever happened to you. That was me coming in cocky, right? Only I'm the one without the cock. So then we started playing poker, and they did last call. And for the last thing, I put in a dollar, and he said, no, put in your phone number. So I put in my phone number, and that's when people ask, how'd you guys meet? I'm like, I lost my number to him in a game of poker. And then he poked her.
Oh, yeah, I remember this story.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah, that was... Something what? I cherished hearing about, mm-hmm. for sure.
I cherished. Oh, I get it.
High chairs.
I was like, the baby didn't come that fast.
Whoa.
And actually, I did not sleep with him
low
that
chairs.
Night. I just had a number exchange. So now I have to go back to what I used to do in college, is when a guy asks for your number, you give him your homie's number, And then you say, hi, my name is Alicia, and you give numbers. So the next morning, somebody calls like, hey, Alicia, remember me from the bar last night? And you're like, no. And then I just laugh as my friend Alicia calls and is like, dude, some guy has my number and he called me last night from the bar. I was like, I know.
Can you do that? Can you do that to Google, please?
No shit, right?
Hilarious.
That's when you really know you can mess with a homie really good, right?
Yeah. Okay. Please, let's do it to her because I don't want that. Thank you.
Let's do it to who?
Google.
How do we know Google's a her?
Because we've talked about Google.
Okay. Was I here? Or was it one of my other personalities kind of showed up?
It was your other personality. Oh, obviously.
Okay, yeah, because clearly that was the day I had off.
Okay. How do you know Google's a her? Well,
she's so
you're right.
Sweet. Don't do it to Google.
She is sweet, but you're right.
No, she
I don't
sometimes
know.
Gives me the answers I don't want to know.
Well.
So she is far from freaking sweet.
She does.
She can be a moody bitch.
They have their Christmas tree up, and I am in love with it. I love Christmas decorations.
My Christmas
my
tree
house
this year
has
is
exploded
very odd.
With Christmas decorations, and I haven't put them all up. But I am having a Christmas party, so you were invited to that.
Oh, my God. Are we going to play poker? Am I going to get pregnant or married? What's up?
The world is your oyster. You can do whatever you want, Carrie. You're a grown-ass woman.
I want to have...
I'm just not responsible for any of it.
I want to have a New Year's Eve party, because I know a lot of like people go to bars and stuff
New
and blah,
Year's
blah, blah.
New Year's Eve party.
But I went to one in college way back in the day, and it was one of the most fun, like, hands down, and it was a masquerade ball. You could not show up without a mask on. And so a lot of the ladies got to be all fancy, like prom dresses. The dudes wore tux. And right at midnight, you could take the mask off. But up until then, you could not.
And so, people legitimately, well, you were at college, so yeah, that makes sense. But if you tried to have one of those now, I feel like there's no hiding.
No, but I mean, what if somebody, like, you don't really know them with a mask on?
Then
no,
you're
not going to recognize me in a mask and a prom dress.
Oh, bullshit. I'd recognize you with no head.
Wow. What if I came as the male with a mask? And you came
then
as the
lucky
female.
You.
And you came as the female. But they had hired tarot card readers and magic ball
that
readers.
Sounds...
And I would be over there with my eight ball.
That sounds cool and expensive.
Do you this sounds super fun?
Do you think that we could well, no, I can't pass as a tarot card reader.
Oh, I can pass as anything. Let me ask my eight ball right now.
You can pass as anything. Yeah, well.
This is where Dave likes to take the pictures. We're asking the eight ball.
That sounds like a request. Well, it wasn't a question.
It was more like of a command. Okay. Can Carrie pass as an eight ball reader? My sources say no. Oh.
Oh, well.
Well, you're having a bad
you
day.
You read that one.
Oh, wait, the question was tarot card. That was the wrong question.
Yeah.
Well, Carrie passes tarot card reader. Cannot predict right now.
Oh, well.
Moody a little late ball today.
There goes that job. There used to be one next door to Dairy Queen on 20th. Do you remember that a long time ago?
It was a long time ago. Yeah, and they had broken cars. Palm reader.
That's what it was.
They had a bunch of broken down cars in the front.
Yeah.
So you're from grandpa. Yeah, because any time in my youth there was a broken down car anywhere, my grandfather had to pull up from a car family. So.
And check it out and see, hey, how much you want for that?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Oh, more cars.
How fun for you.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah.
But
I never went in there. I just always saw it when I was
getting
ice cream.
I wanted to go in there, but it was like $20. And $20 back in the day.
$20 is $20.
Word. I mean, it's a lot, but.
The guys at work say that, and I don't know what they, actually, I do know what they mean. It's gross, but.
When they say word?
When they say $20 is $20.
I don't know what that means. Should I know what that means?
Okay.
You're going to draw me a picture?
Yeah, I'll draw you a picture. I'll draw you a picture.
I don't know.
Much to your dismay, I'm not having any tarot card readers at my Christmas party, but I might have a birthday cake for Jesus.
Jeebus?
Jesus.
Little baby Jeebus. I'm going to hell. And there's no surprise there.
I've never heard anyone call him that before. But.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't it from South Park? One of those?
Maybe.
That they pronounce it Jeebus? I don't know.
Maybe. That sounds about
probably
right.
Probably Kenny before he dies, but.
I was going to talk about Thanksgiving, too.
Wait, for your Christmas party, can I dress up as Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh?
You can do whatever you want.
And make the squish sounds?
What part of you can do whatever you want?
Yeah, I'm going to be a piece of shit at your party. What were you going to say about Thanksgiving?
I was going to say I didn't even get to talk to you over Thanksgiving. Because I was in Phoenix being warm and not freezing, so.
My Thanksgiving was all over the place.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I got a haircut, all the things. Good times.
Yeah, you did. It's, I dig it. I'm into it.
50-50. It's there, it's not.
Yeah, well, depending on how fast you're running.
But I should put, like, makeup on one side and not the other side and be like, it's me? It's not.
There you go. That would have been a really cool Halloween costume. You could have done
that. Oh, I could be a half-faced turd.
Or no. I was thinking more like.
If anyone's listening, can someone please whip up a turd outfit for me? And I have to master like how to make the squishy sound when I walk. Because he goes like.
No, we made it 12 minutes. That's not a lot has changed, Carrie.
But since we're talking about holidays, can I talk about like one of the really embarrassing holidays? And it goes back to a dating thing, but it wasn't really a first date. I'm going to tell you anyway.
Okay.
So I was dating this guy and he worked at Sears in the tire section.
RIP Sears. I missed that place. Go ahead.
Oh my God. My grandma just swore and lived by it. Couldn't get anything if it wasn't from Sears. And it was Valentine's and we're like 19 years old. So this is a long, long time ago. Like last year, because I'm youthful. And I got one of those little stupid foil hearts with a little pinchy bear. Mm-hmm. You know, it cost me like $2. And I took it to him at work, and he was at work. I'm not going to say his name. You're welcome for that. You know who you are. And so I'm waiting in line to give him his little Valentine's gift. And all of a sudden, these three girls come in matching outfits. Mm. And they said, is so-and-so here? And someone goes right there, and they pointed to my boyfriend at the time. It was a singing Valentine. All three girls, Happy Valentine's Day to you. And I'm like, really? Who is sending you? So all of a sudden, my little foil flower really felt like 99 cents. Yeah, and you could see him looking at me in that instant of busted.
What a timely moment for you to be in line.
Yeah, yeah. And all of his buddies that he worked with must have known. Because they were laughing their asses off, watching him like, oh,
they probably
God.
Were the ones that sent it.
No, because it said from so-and-so in a girl's name.
And then you broke up.
Yeah, but I still gave him the rose just to be a bitch.
Yeah.
What's the bitchiest thing you've ever done?
I don't know. I would have to think on that. I'm not. Oh, never mind. Oh, I remember.
Do tell.
Well, it was in high school. And I'm not proud of this. But
I'm probably going to get the idea and run with it.
Well, this girl was just not very nice. And I asked her if she wanted like a piece of candy or something. And she was like, no, thank you. And I said, this person's name, which I'm not saying because I'm going to follow your lead. I said, you were nicer when you were fat. And I told her that. And then I threw the candy at her. So that was the bitchiest thing I've ever done. But she was nicer when she was fat. Just... for the record.
Well, because she needed friends then.
Well, obviously.
Carrie, I can't believe I just said that.
I mean, obviously, I was thinking it, but you said
I don't
it.
Know. I mean, the bitchiest things I've ever done doesn't matter if it's your siblings. Because
no,
that's like a given. Like,
still
that's
humans.
I used to smash their heads together all the time.
Oh.
Yeah, I felt left out quite a bit. Because they're identical twins, and they never would play with me. They would just constantly, like, pair together.
Yeah.
So they'd be sitting there playing, and I would just whack their heads together and keep
going.
And
then going. Run?
Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh.
And that's the bitchiest thing you've ever done. You think the bitchiest thing you've ever done.
I've said siblings matter. Oh, I've done a lot of bitchy things to non-siblings.
Siblings' lives matter.
I broke a guy's car windows out once.
That's pretty bad. That's destruction of property is pretty bitchy just across the board.
He deserved it.
Did the windows? That was probably really expensive to replace, I would imagine.
I've never TP'd a house, though.
I've egged a house before.
My house got pumpkined once at Halloween.
Pumpkined? Can you imagine the arms on those little kids?
No, but do you know how hard it was to get the little stringy things off the side of your car? Like, because they took the pumpkins.
Silly
that were,
string? Oh,
no,
pumpkins.
Like, so we had all
the fibrous pumpkin?
Yes, all the jack-o'-lanterns and stuff.
Huh.
They had taken them because Halloween night was over, and they were just smashing them on the curbs and stuff, and they would take handfuls of the orange stringy
shit. See, in my
shit,
head, they were just chunking whole pumpkins.
Flinging it
house
at our cars, and they did not come off very easy.
No, of course not.
What's the worst
That's
thing
like
I've ever done to somebody's car?
Yolk and vomit's pretty bad on paint, so.
I don't think I do anything that mean. I like to prank and mess with my friends.
Yeah, thanks for not throwing up on my car.
Did I?
No.
Okay.
I just like to thank you for things sometimes. Just randomly.
I might have farted in there once. I'm just kidding. I don't fart. Remember, I whisper in my panties. So
it's
I may have done that in your car.
It's not going to mess up my paint, so I'm down with it. That sun is so bright. Ooh, it's fine. I'm going to deal with it. You look like an angel.
Fuck yeah. Do you want me to lower the thingy-bobs?
No, but I want Dave to. Thank you.
If we drop hints.
I appreciate it, though. I do see.
I just can't stop.
Thank you for. I'm not drinking today. No, I'm not even gonna drink that beer that was free.
I'll take one for the team.
Thank you, I appreciate
Trooper.
It. But my acid reflux has been acting up, so I'm trying to take a little bit of a break from the beer. Although I didn't drink one thing over Thanksgiving, which is a first in like 20 years.
I had, like a 2-week span of not a single drink?
Yeah, that was good for you.
I think it was just pumped in.
Yeah, that was good for you.
Right?
Really? But I wanted to get your feelings about a letter that I'm about to write to my doctor about how I want him to hollow me out.
Oh, yeah, do tell.
I am so over having a period. I'm over it. I'm over the cramps. I'm over the all of it. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
My opinion on this, and I've only heard this from like more of a male point of view.
Oh,
like before
joy.
A dude goes in and gets a vasectomy, they have to have so many sessions of like not counseling or some kind of something to make sure that it's not a spur of the moment decision. So you have to talk about it once, maybe get some counseling, talk about it again. Like you can't just walk in there one day.
I think certain doctors do that. I think others are just clip, 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 because it's reversible. You know what I mean?
But if you want hollowed out,
I want hollowed out
because reversible, like tubes tied, that's reversible. Vasectomy is reversible. I don't think getting hollowed out.
Well, not.
Like maybe you could just say you want to freeze your eggs just in case.
Maybe if I'm good. Maybe if I go to Mexico and learn how to say that in Spanish, I can write it and someone will do that.
I have a bunch of Spanish friends.
Probably be.
We'll just go together. It's pretty cheaper. I know a ton of people have been down there.
Everything's cheaper in Mexico. People go down there for dental work too. A lot of them. A lot of them go have like gastric bypass and stuff.
I'm trying to remember all of my friends and what they've gone down there for. My buddy, I won't say your name, but it's just like mine. We want to go down there for breast reduction.
Reduction. Huh.
Yeah.
Well, don't do that. That's stupid. Just kidding.
We're both a little sick and tired of our twins.
Yeah, well, I can't say I agree, but I understand.
Would you get a reduction or an induction or...
No, I probably wouldn't touch them.
Just leave them alone?
Yeah, just leave them alone.
They're annoying.
They're fine.
They're annoying.
When I lose weight, that's what the first thing that goes. So I just need to do that. I need to get back to the gym. And everyone says it after the holidays, blah, 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 New Year's resolutions, blah, 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 whatever.
I think when I lose a lot of weight, I lose a lot of boob, too.
I find it.
Here it comes to you.
I don't know why I just hit on you twice in the last 5 minutes. I
did
apologize.
You?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Sorry.
I goes back to the whole, like, getting hit on at the bar.
Oblivious.
This last person that I kind of sort of dated or mistaked, like, months of my life. It was one of those where he's like, every time I see you, I hit on you, and you're just whatever. Mm-hmm. And you just blew me off. Sometimes I feel like I miss social cues.
Maybe.
And I'm like, huh? What's going on? You did? Huh? What?
Well, I can 110% tell you that that's exactly true.
That I miss
that
social
you do that. Yeah.
Cues?
You've done that since I've met you.
I'm just socially awkward, kind of?
No, I didn't say socially awkward. I think you just get a little bit of horse blinders when you're, like, thinking about one thing, and then you just can't pivot. So.
Isn't
and that's
it?
Okay.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to work on that.
Well, you can do whatever you want.
Or I could just start accusing
everybody. Tell you, yeah, there you go.
Like, did you just hit on me? And they're
she
like, I didn't even talk
ass.
To you. Right?
What movie is that? Night at the Roxbury.
Never seen it.
Oh, really?
I just was told the other day that there's 3 troll movies.
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, me neither. I'm a terrible, terrible parent, I guess, because I don't shit. Or I put on the, I don't know, the movies for the kids and then mosey off.
Mosey off?
Well, you guys watch this. Mommy's going to do whatever mommy wants.
I used to collect trolls when I was a little kid. I had quite the collection. I'm pretty sure my favorite one was a Dr. Troll.
We had, like, the biggest Smurf collection in town.
Ooh.
My sister still has them. All the Smurfs.
Or, pardon my age, I wasn't around for the Smurfs, mostly.
What?
Are they rubber? What are they? Cloth?
They're blue and white.
No, what are these?
They're, like, rubber.
Rubber?
Yeah, they're not bendable. Like, the way Smurfette stands is the way she stands.
She is stuck.
Like Gargamel that. And Azrael. In the same way. They even included the cat.
Did you ever buy Beanie Babies? There was a huge craze. My aunt my aunt got nuts with them. She had like...
Wow. Whatever I order next, I'm going to see if it has a side of nuts. I'm a single lady now. I'm all,
she had nuts with those beanies.
I could use some nuts up in here. You know, I was like, oh, as a free bonus to you, I'm going to get a crock pot and some nuts.
Put some beans in them. Yeah. Little baby beans.
Some weenies would be great.
Little weenie baby beans.
Little keep weenies.
Little weenies. I probably have that at the old doghouse.
Should we go ask what size their tiniest weenie is?
Well, I mean, you can make any tiny. You can... Wait,
yeah, you can just chop a weenie.
Yeah,
and get that,
there you go.
Get that sucker real small.
I was like way ahead of myself. My brain was already like Lorena Bobbitt.
I was gonna say Bobbitt. Yeah. Can I give that number out next time? Lorena Bobbitt. I doubt her number's public. But my name's Lorena.
I always would get her and what was the other crazy one during that time? It was like,
how was that? I have no idea what you're talking.
Okay, well. Whatever.
She the one that ran over her husband and then reversed and ran over him again?
Yes. What's her name?
Hella Driver? I don't know.
I thought you were going to say Helena. Helena and Basket. Remember that?
A little too much laughing gas up in her
probably.
Business.
I'll have to get back to you on that one. But yeah.
But I feel like there's a lot of crazy chicks out there.
There are.
I just feel like men are more reported on.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've seen some bitches go crazy.
I've never seen it, but I've seen it on TV.
I have an attention span issue. I just went all the way out. Okay.
That's fine. That's probably the beer.
It's probably the beer talking.
The beer talk.
Beer goggles. Water.
Beer goggles. And my gum. Oh, so tenderly placed on my cup.
I don't really chew gum much, but if I do, I can't let it chill in the air and then go back in.
Yeah, it takes a lot. Or if you're chewing mint gum with ice, that's like psychopath.
Who the hell does that?
I do that.
And you're a psychopath?
Sometimes when it comes to how I chew my gum, I guess.
I can't handle people that chew ice around me. Like, I have to be like, oh, I've got to go to the bathroom. And then pretend that I'm dropping like 17 deuces as I just like look around the corner to see when they're done.
It's so bad.
I want to like grab the cup and throw it over my shoulder and be like, oh,
well,
look,
you
there's
your
ice.
Hot flashes. You got to keep the ice.
I do take a lot of people's ice and put it in my cleavage.
So
yeah.
You're on the defense at that point.
Speaking of all the over the shoulder, my brother did this to my daughter when she was itty bitty bitty. We were at what used to be Sonia's having breakfast.
Uh-huh.
And my daughter was like 2. And he put some salt in his hand and threw it over his shoulder. Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, what are you doing? And she said, it's for good luck. You throw salt over your shoulder. And my daughter said, okay. And she grabbed the salt shaker and tossed it over her shoulder. And she said, hit this little old dude in the booth behind us. Like, not just a pinch of salt. The whole
shaker.
Yeah.
It's like Dumb and Dumber.
And my brother thought it was so funny. And I looked at him and I was like, this is why you don't have children.
Who's the dead man that threw the salt shaker? Kick his ass, Seabass.
And then he decided to pick up my meal, right? Put it on his ticket. Is that what he says?
Yeah.
And he nods his head.
Yeah.
Wow, we haven't done that.
Pointing.
Hey,
he's like,
remind me next time we're at Traeger's and we're recording. We're going to do that. I'm going to go get us some beer and then be like, those guys over that table, and then wave at them and they'll wave. I'm going to pull a Dumb and Dumber in here and see if they buy it.
Okay. I feel like that's illegal.
No, it's a test. It's only a
Let's
test.
Let's do it at a different bar that we don't like. How about that?
I like all bars. I like beer.
Any ones that you want to get thrown out of?
Mm. Well, no. I can just tell the person straight up, like, here's 20. In the event that they don't pick it up, this is just a social test.
Okay.
Okay, not Traeger's?
No, not Traeger's. But we'll do it at a different bar someday, if we ever go to a different bar. But also, I'm thinking that we should go to the Festival of the Trees, not to go back to this tree. But
oh, we have to, because I have a tree there.
Okay, I was wondering if you were going to have one.
Well, I am on one of the gift certificate trees. So there's
$1,000
in poop gift certificates hanging on trees there. And I want to see who...
Yeah.
Who's going to be a potential shit client?
Who?
What are we, a freaking
who
owl?
Who? Uh-huh.
That's going to be like next time your phone rings because I get drunk and give someone your number.
Oh, I can't wait.
You're going to go, who is this?
I mean, I can, but I can't, you know?
So if that happens, you're totally going to accuse me?
Oh, I accuse you of things that... Like,
what?
You don't know this, but I accuse you of a lot of things without you being the responsible party. For instance, today I accused you of something.
What?
Jessica texted me and she was like, look at this. Her files in her phone had been changed, the name of them. And I was like, there's Carrie. She's like, no, she doesn't know my passcode. I'm all, oh. That's still scary.
Wow.
So,
but I never do things mean. I think I'm just the clown.
Well, it wasn't. I mean, changing the name of a file folder in your phone isn't really mean. I mean,
but if you wanted to mess with somebody who's that type A and OCD,
yeah, that would be pretty, pretty messed up. But it was just Jessica.
Like, I dare someone to turn her coffee pot off at night.
Ooh. Oh, you know, she's not as bad as she used to be. I think I don't know, but I've messed it up a few times, but.
And you're still here to talk about it.
Yeah,
that's commendable.
I don't know if it says more about me or her, but I'm just going to say me. It was Carrie. That's actually probably why.
I can see people blaming stuff on me, especially stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, I still have your robe from a long time ago.
I know. I've given it, like, I know I'm never getting it back, so I've made amends.
It's my travel robe, yo.
I've made amends.
But I miss the days of being the awkward third wheel in the back seat.
Yeah.
Freezing my ass off because you guys have the windows down. That's why I put the robe on.
Well, if it were up to me, it'd still be the third wheel and the awkward back seat. The awkward third wheel, not the awkward back seat. The back seat's normal. Okay. Anyway.
Not the one that has a random bathrobe and that's it. There's not like a purse, there's not a pillow, there's nothing back there but a singular bathrobe.
You're
like,
right. I take it back. That is pretty awkward for a back seat.
I embraced it because I was cold as well. I don't know who this is, or it has lice or pubes or whatever. I'm coming in.
First of all, it's
gotta
my
stay
robe,
warm, man. I gotta stay warm.
So none of the above. Second of all, it's not mine anymore, so I just quit saying that. Cheers.
Thank you.
And that's that. Anyway, do you have anything else you want to talk about? Say?
No, I think we talked about all the awkwardness about dates and holidays that can be.
Yeah.
Now I just think to top it off, I need a date on a holiday. See how awkward I can make this.
Okay.
Shit.
I'll put in a good word for you with the date meisters.
Just kidding. I don't ever want to date again. I'm in the bitter stage.
Oh, well, that's not going to work for me.
I'm in a Bobbit stage. That's my new. Can we title this?
It's the Bobbit era.
We're going to title this show The Bobbit Holidays.
All right. Join us next week when we'll talk about not Lorena Bobbit, hopefully.
That's right.
Actually, maybe we will. She's not bad. Is she still alive? I'm going to look into it. I'll get back to you.
Yeah, ask Google. We just talked shit about Google. Anyway, Bob and holidays to everybody.
Sorry, Amanda.
All done for this week. They shall return in a week. Your input is appreciated. Email us at interwestconcepts.com. All feedback is greatly appreciated, good or not so good. This program is the sole property of Interwest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any or all of the programming, contact us at interwestconcepts.com. And we mean it too, dammit. Until next time,
be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.